In the year 2002, when I was first sent to do what we call apostolic work in the seminary, when you are on vacation for the summer, and you are sent to work in a parish for some places 6 weeks or 2 months, and in order to experience parish life. And so the very first year that I entered the seminary, my very first apostolic work was a very unique experience. So I've never been to this parish. I had to travel like 3 hours to this parish. And I got there this very fateful evening, and I went to the parish house and I was looking for the pastor, and I didn't see anyone. Unfortunately, I saw a man sitting on a, it was in the countryside, so there was a thatch house there, and so he was sitting there, was putting on a shirt and a sleeveless shirt. So, and I asked him, good evening, sir. I told him I was looking for the pastor of this parish, and he said, I think the pastor just went out. Maybe you may want to sit and wait for him. So I sat, and a moment later, he invited me to the parish house, and I sat and I was still waiting, and he sat and he was watching me. And I said, where's the pastor? Is he not coming? He said, he's coming. I should just wait. And then I started looking around, and I saw the picture of the parish, of the pastor, and I looked at him, and I looked at the picture, and I discovered that this guy is a pastor. So he was tricking me all along, because perhaps I underrated him. I didn't consider him to be good enough to be the pastor, and I learned my lesson. Anyway, the focus of today's liturgy is on the Christian virtue of humility. The saints make it perfectly clear that humility is the foundation of all spiritual growth. If we are not humble, we are not holy. Today's gospel gives us two important points about humility. The first is that humble people put the needs of others first. And secondly, humble people help others without seeking reward. But the big question is, how can we cultivate this great and most important virtue of humility? We can do this by allowing the choice to put others first to eventually take over every desire and passion of our souls. Humility is possible only when our desires are transformed. The truth is, you and I, by nature, do not desire humility. What we desire is pride. For instance, we desire power, we desire fame, we desire honor, we desire attention, we desire esteem, we desire praise, we desire to be preferred to others, we desire to be approved, we desire to be consulted, and we desire to be loved above others. And worst part of it is this: we are afraid of things that will help us to grow in humility. We are afraid of being humiliated. We are afraid of being despised. We are afraid of suffering rebukes. We are afraid of being underrated or belittled. We are afraid of being forgotten. We are afraid of being ridiculed. We are afraid of being wronged. We are afraid of being suspected. And we are afraid of being lied against. So, when we get so obsessed with these selfish desires and fears, dear friends, we make it impossible for humility to grow in us. For this reason, I want to propose the Litany of Humility to Ross. By praying this litany frequently, we will open our hearts to the Holy Spirit to do his work of transformation in us. Humility is not an easy task. It is not something you can simply decide to do one day and accomplish the next. True humility requires great and great surrender and detachment in life. This is what this litany I'm about to share with you will help you to understand. It requires total surrender because it is in our desires. When you look at the gospel passage, Jesus observed and saw how these people were desiring the place of honor, and this man who invited people to the feast invited only those who would reward him. And Jesus had to speak to them about humility. So it is in the desires. When our desires are purified, then we'll be able to grow in humility. Now let us listen to what this beautiful litany of humility says. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebuke, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being lied against, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set apart. Jesus, grant me the desire, the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. So I propose this litany to you. You could Google it on the internet. It's called the Litany of Humility. And if we say it frequently and sincerely mean it, it will help us to begin to realize the need for transformation and how to be humbled. May the good Lord bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.